And just closing your eyes, bringing yourself into relationship with your body, with your surroundings. Be aware of your breath and your body. And just, I'm going to begin just by chanting Yud Heh Shin Vav Heh, and then that will lead us through the Kabbalistic cross and then the middle pillar. Just pausing for a moment because Regan is just joining us. So just pay attention to your bodies, pay attention to your breath. Yud Heh Shin Vav Heh. 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 Shin Vav Heh. Yud Heh Shin Vav Heh. Yud Heh Shin Vav Heh. Yud Heh Shin Vav Heh. Shin Vav Heh. Yud Heh Shin Vav Heh. Vavhe Yudeshin Vavhe Yudeshin Vavhe Yudeshin Vavhe Yudeshin Vavhe So we will now do the Kabbalistic cross together. Placing your dominant hand upon your forehead, we chant Ate. Ate. Bringing your hand down the body, feeling the pillar of white light descending deep into the ground. We chant Malkut. Malkut. Visualizing a red sphere on your right shoulder, we say Vegevura. Vegevura. Bringing the light over to the left shoulder where we find the blue sphere, we say Vegendula. Vegendula. Finding the inner sun at the center, we say Le'olam Amen. Le'olam Amen. Again, Ande, Malgut, Vegevura, Vegedula, Le'olam Amen. One last time. Ade. Malgut. Notice the effect of the Kabbalistic cross on your body and on your inner energies. It is the invocation of the balance, of connecting the opposites, of connecting the up and the down, the left and the right, and bringing all to a center. So feel that centered axis of the body. Feel space above you, feel earth beneath you. And pay attention to the central axis. Pay attention to the middle pillar. Above your head, sense or visualize a sphere of brilliant white light. This is the sphere of Keter, the crown of creation. Feel that silent radiance just touching your head, shining down on everything below it. The light out of which all color comes. The pure diamond white light. In the midst of this sphere, we chant the name E'aye, which means, I will become. I am the one that is ever becoming. E'aye. Out of the heart of the sphere, see the pillar of light descending to the level of the throat, where it becomes a sphere of incandescent violet grey. This is the sphere of Da'at, the knowing of not knowing, the sphere of mystery. Feel the connection between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at. And here we chant the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Elohim. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Elohim. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Elohim. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elohim. See or sense the pillar of light descending to the level of the heart, where it becomes the inner sun of Tiferet, the place of balance and beauty. This pivotal place that balances above and below, left and right, in front and behind. feel a connection between the art and Tiferet, between Tiferet and the art, between the art and Keter, between Keter and the art. Feel a deepening incarnation of the middle pillar as it manifests. And here we will chant Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Aloha Vadat, the presence of God in the heart, the presence of God in the known world. Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Aloha Vadat. Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Aloha Vadat. Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Aloha Vadat. Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Aloha Vadat. Now sensing the pillar of light descending further down into the pelvis, where it becomes the moon sphere of Yesod, a sphere of blues and greens and silvers. Being the moon, as Tiferet is the sun. This is the place of Yesod, the foundation of life. Notice the connection between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod. Between Tiferet and the art, between the art and Tiferet. Between the art and Keter, between Keter and the art. And here in Yesod we chant the name Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai. Feel the pillar of light descending into the ground beneath you, where it becomes a sphere of luminous black lights, with iridescent rainbow colours. Powerful, magnetic, earthing sphere of Malchut, the kingdom, the place of sovereignty. Feel the connection between Malchut and Yesod, between Yesod and Malchut. Feel the connection between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod. Between Tiferet and the art, between the art and Tiferet. Between the art and Keter, between Keter and the art. Feel the whole of the middle pillar, holding you, vibrating from Keter, the sphere of pure being and the flowing out of life, to the art, the creative sphere of mystery, to Tiferet, the sphere of healing and balance, to Yesod, the sphere of life and overflowing life, to Malchut, the magnetic earthing center. Yud-Heh Vav-Heh Elohim, Yod Hey Vav Hey Eloh Vadad Shaddai El Chai. Coming at least at length to Malchut, where we chant the name Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz. Lean back into the middle pillar. Let it hold you. Let it energize you. Feel your relationship with the different spheres. Lean back into the inner tree of life. As now we circulate the life of the tree. On an in-breath, center your attention in Ketah. As you breathe out, let a waterfall of the pure diamond white light cascade down the front of the body to Malchut. Then as you breathe in, let the light rise up the back of the body to Ketah. As you breathe out, circulate the light down to Malchut. As you breathe in, bring the light back up to Ketah. We'll do this just for 5 or 6 circuits. As you complete the circuits, just resting in the middle pillar, feeling the different qualities of Ketah, of Da'at, of Tiferet, of Yesod, of Malchut, leaning into the inner tree. And now on an in-breath, center your attention in Ketta. On the out-breath, send the light down the left side of your body. On the in-breath, return the light up the right side of your body. Once again, doing this for about 5 or 6 times. And once again, on completing the process, rest in the middle pillar. Then let your attention sink down into Malkut as you breathe in and out. Then on the in-breath, letting the light circulate anti-clockwise up the body to Ketta. And on the in-breath, send the light down the center of the middle pillar down into Malkut. Then on the in-breath, again, let the light spiral up to Ketta. On the out-breath, descend straight down the center of the middle pillar, back to Malkut. Again, we'll do this for 5 or 6 times. Again, as you complete the cycle, just resting in the middle pillar, resting in the inner tree, feeling your roots extending deep into the earth, central axis of your body extending up into space, feeling held between Keter and Malkut. Being the living tree of life. I'm coming to the fountain exercise, centering your attention in Malkut. We breathe in and out. Then on the next in-breath, the light is drawn up to Keter. On the out-breath, it fountains through the whole body. And as you breathe in and out again, it is centered in Malkut. And then the process begins again. So again, completing 6 cycles of the fountain. As you complete the exercise, again, just rest in the tree. Know yourself as the tree of life, as the being who unites left and right, above and below, in front and behind. Know yourself to be a confluence of energies. Relaxing into the sense of your own being. Letting your attention travel inwards and downwards. As you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the symbol of the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. As you sink into the inner waters, be aware of the shape of the sanctuary taking form around you. The mysterious, impossible form of the cube that is also a sphere, becoming the domed and four-square sanctuary. Feel yourself in the sanctuary, standing at the altar. Be aware of the letter Shin in white fire at the dome. Be aware of the four holy living creatures at each of the four quarters. The winged human being in the east, the winged lion in the south, the white eagle in the west, the winged bull in the north. Notice the top of the altar. With the equal armed cross and the circle. And the letters of Yud-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh. And the pure red flame of the Shin. Blazing at the center of it. Be aware of your sanctuary. Be aware of the particular shape it takes this morning. And let yourself rest in it, feeling the presence of the four holy living creatures, feeling the light of the letter Shin, the triple flame. And then let yourself descend the stairway in the sanctuary that leads into the underneath place, that leads into the Duat. Notice as you descend the steps of the stairway, It is as if you are descending through strata. As if you are descending through layers of foundation, different aspects of stonework. Coming at length to the bottom of the stair, where you find a very ancient door, marked with the symbol of the crowned serpent. On one side of the door is the image of the god Anubis. On the other side of the door, a rearing cobra, the Uraeus. And as you stand at the lintel of the door, you become aware of the jackal-faced one and the Uraeus. And you step forward, encountering the gate, encountering the third gate, which allows you access into the fourth hour of the Duat. And as you step across the lintel, you find yourself present to this gate. In front of you are the shapes of nine standing mummies. These are the blessed dead who guard the third gate. Be aware of them, let them be aware of you. Be aware that you are the living tree, the servant of the living one. Be aware that you are held in the arms of Amun-Ra. Be aware that you bring the presence of awareness into the Duat. You bring the light that quickens. And as you become aware of this, you're aware you are before the doorway itself, and the Shining One stands before you. This is the Shining One who makes the earth tremor. And you feel the trembling of the worlds as you are allowed to step forward into the narrow passageway. And above the door there is a rearing Uraeus serpent. And as you step into the passageway, you step into the flames of the serpents. You let the fire pass through you, offering no resistance. And to your surprise, it is a cool and cleansing fire, touching into all parts of the body and mind. As you walk down the narrow passage, and as you emerge from the passage, you find another Shining One, who is called the Quaking of the Earth. And again, as you greet the Shining One, you feel the deep trembling of things. The vibrating power of things, as the power of Amun-Ra through you touches into the deep earth. And then you are before the doorway itself, and in front of you is the great serpent, who is called the Mistress of Nourishment, the Mistress of Giving You a Seat. This is Renenutet, the mother of the harvest. This is Renenutet, who is the guiding spirit of the whole Book of Gates. This is she who is also called the piercing one, for she breaks through obstruction to give food and drink to the lost. Be one with Renenutet. Let her hold you. Let her coil around you. Let her nourish you. Let her give to you that which you need. And let her show you the mysteries of the fourth hour. Look through the eyes of Renenutet and see the images that arise. If you look deep into the mystery of the duet through the eyes of Renenutet, you will see the mystery of the seat that upholds the sitter. The mystery of the invisible mountain in the center of the earth. The mystery of the lake of life and the lake of fire. The mystery of death and destruction. And the deep mystery of time, who gives and takes away, who creates and destroys. Look with the eyes of Renenutet. As you are conducted into the fourth hour, as you are shown the seat that upholds you, as you are shown the mountain you must climb, as you are immersed in the lake of purification, as you are energized by the lake of the risen ones, as you ponder the mysteries of death and time, and at the heart of it you touch the mystery of the foremost of the Westerners, the being that is called the seat of the eye, Asar Osiris, the dead living god, who is continually broken to pieces and continually whole. And through that mystery, you become and know yourself as the crowned and conquering child forever born out of the lotus, forever renewing and renewed. Feel the images take root within you. Feel the beginning of a new process. Feel the presence of Renanutet deep within you, wrapped around you and within you. Feel these images within your body, within your frame, and gradually letting the images fade, coming to the felt sense of the body. As you hear these words, now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters. And emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the image of my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Letting your sense of your body, your sense of your true self, your sense of the unfolding of you, bring you back into relationship with your room, with your senses. Letting yourself open into the room, hear the sound in the room. Appear as yourself. And when you're ready, just opening your eyes.